Translation. The great sage Maitreya continued, "In this way, the reciters who are glorifying Maharaj Prithu readily described his qualities and chivalrous activities. At the end, Maharaj Prithu offered them various presentations with all due respect and worshipped them adequately." Text number 2. Brahmana pramukhan varnan vritya matya purodasaha pauranjana padana shrenihi prakritip samapujayat. Translation. King Prithu, thus satisfied and offered all respect to all the leaders of the Brahmanas and other castes, to his servants, to his ministers, and to his priests, citizens, general countrymen, people from other communities, admirers and others, and thus they all became very happy. Text 3. Vidura vacha kasmat dhara gorupam dharitri bahurupini yam dudoha prutustatra kovatso dohanam chakim. Translation. Vidura inquired from the great sage Maitreya Muni, "My dear Brahmana, since Mother Earth can appear in different shapes, why did she take the shape of a cow? And when King Prithu milked her, who became the calf? Who became the calf? And who? What was the milking pot?" Text number 4. Prakritya Vishama Devi Krita Tena Samakatham Tasya Medhyam Hayam Deva Kasya Hetora Paharat. Translation. The surface of the earth is by nature low in some places and high in others. How did King Prithu level the surface of the earth? And why did the king of heaven, Indra, steal the horse meant for the sacrifice? Now we come to text 5, which we will recite together. Sanat Kumarat Bhagavato Brahman Brahma Viduttama Labdhva Jnanam Savijnanam Rajarshihi Kamgatim Gataha Sanat Kumarad Bhagavato Brahman Brahma Viduttama Labdhva Jnanam Savijnanam Rajarshi Kamgatim Gataha Sanat Kumarad Bhagavato Brahman Brahma Viduttama Labdhva Jnanam Savijnanam Rajarshi Kamgatim Gataha. Please repeat. Sanat Kumarad Bhagavato Brahman Brahma Viduttama Labdhva Jnanam Savijnanam Rajarshim Kamgatim Gataha. Labdhva Jnanam Savijnanam Rajarshim Kamgatim Gataha Sanat Kumarad Bhagavato Brahman Brahman Vibhuttamad Labdhva Jnanam Savijnanam Rajarshim Kamgatim Gataha Sanat Kumarad Bhagavato Brahman Brahma Viduttamat Labdhva Jnanam Savijnanam Rajarshi kam gatim gataha matajis Sanat Kumara Bhagavato Mabrahman Guttaman Lavva Gyanam Savigyanam Rajarshim Kam Gatim Gataha Sanat Kumara Bhagavato Brahman Brahma Viduttamat Labdhva Jnanam Suvijnanam Rajarshi Kamgatim Gataha Sanat Kumarat Bhagavato Brahman Brahma Viduttamat Labdhva Jnanam Savijnanam Rajarshi Kam Gatim Gataha Sanat Kumarat From Sanat Kumara Bhagavataha The most powerful Brahman My dear Brahmana Brahmavit Uttama Well versed in the Vedic knowledge Labdhva After achieving Jnanam Knowledge Savijnanam for practical application Raja Rishihi The great saintly king Kam Which Gatim Destination Gataha Achieved Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Ki The great saintly king Maharaj Pratu received knowledge from Sanat Kumara, who was the greatest Vedic scholar. After receiving knowledge to be applied practically in his life, how did the saintly king attain his desired destination? Purport. There are four Vaishnava Sampradayas, systems of disciplic succession. One Sampradaya comes from Lord Brahma. One comes from the Goddess of Fortune, one from the Kumaras, headed by Sanat Kumara, and one from Lord Shiva. These four systems of disciplic succession are still going on. As King Prithu has illustrated, one who is serious about receiving transcendental knowledge, Vedic knowledge, must accept a guru, a spiritual master. In one of these four disciplic successions, it is said that unless one accepts a mantra from one of these sampradayas, the so-called mantra will not act in Kali Yuga. Many sampradayas have sprung up without authority and they are misleading the people by giving unauthorized mantras. The rascals of these so-called sampradayas do not observe the Vedic rules and regulations. Although they are addicted to all kinds of sinful activities, they still offer the people mantras and thus mislead them. Intelligent persons, however, know that such mantras will never be successful, and as such, they never patronize such upstart spiritual groups. People should be very careful of these nonsensical sampradayas. To get some facility for sense gratification, unfortunate people in this age receive mantras from these so-called sampradayas. Prithu Maharaj, however, showed by his example that one should receive knowledge from a bona fide sampradaya. Therefore, Maharaj Prithu accepted Sanat Kumar as his spiritual master. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Dhananjana Shalakaya Chakshulun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale స్వయం రూప కదామయం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురోన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగరజాతాం సహగణా రఘునాథం వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ పదాం సహగణా లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే హరి రామ 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 హరే హరే సో టుడే వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఇన్ శ్రీ బృందావన్ ధామ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఫోర్త్ క్యాంటో శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం చాప్టర్ 17 verses from 1 to 5, chapter entitled Maharaj Prasu becomes angry at the earth. So brief background of this story. In the previous chapter we have read that Maharaj Prasu was glorified by all the people who had come to glorify him. A very beautiful description about the personality of Maharaj Prasu. Before we understand and read what he is going to do now, if we know the background, it will be very wonderful. And the background is explained very beautifully by the previous slokas in the previous chapter, that he is the incarnation of Supreme Personality of Godhead, specifically empowered to fulfill a particular mission of the Lord. And he is so powerful that by the power of his devotion, by the power of his sanctity and purity, he is going to actually establish a world or a situation which is free from the influence of three modes of material nature. That kind of influence Maharaj Prasu had. And by the power of his presence itself, purity and devotional service is going to be emanating from the whole entire universe. And here, after hearing the glories of Maharaj Prasu from the mouth of Maitreya Muni, now Vidura is inquiring further about the pastime that's going to take place in the future verses, that why he performed the sacrifices, how Mother Earth became cow, and why she was chased by him, how did he level earth, and then why Indra stole the cow at the end of the 1000 Ashwamedh sacrifices. Brief background about that also, that the earth had somehow stopped producing grains after receiving these seeds from Brahma for the service of producing grains for all the population. Still somehow she had stopped producing the grains and providing for people. And people came to Maharaj Prasu saying that like the forest fire, our stomachs are burning with hunger. We have become thin. We have become very, very weak. We cannot stand. We are shaking with hunger. Please do something. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are empowered personality. Please give us food. Please make the earth produce food. It is your duty to maintain all of us who are your praja, who are your kinsmen. And we are surrendered to you. We offer our prayers to you. Please supply us with essential nutrients and sustain our life so that we can perform devotional service. And at that time, Maharaj Prithu left his kingdom, raised his sword in hand, and went to attack earth. Actually, he aimed at earth. Immediately, the earth became very scared. She took a form of cow, and she started running. And on the chariot, with horses, with his arrows pointed at the mother cow, who's earth actually, he's chasing her, and she's running through all the universes, to higher planetary systems, to space, to other planetary systems, and he's chasing her. So finally, when she gets exhausted, and she understands that I cannot escape the wrath of King Prithu, then she surrenders to him, offers prayers to him, begs pardon from him, asks her to please help her to serve. Then he chastises her with harsh words and orders her to produce grains, and then he levels the earth also. With the tip of the arrow, he crushes the mountains as Indra crushes the mountain peaks by thunderbolt. He crushes the earth, the mountains, the ups and downs, and levels the earth and plows the earth, and thus makes the earth produce grains to sustain the population. This is the pastime in which the glory of Maharaj Prithu is manifested to all of us. And thus it is explained that by hearing the glories of Maharaj Prithu and by hearing the pastimes performed by him, one makes great spiritual advancement and one gets free from the sinful afflictions that we have. And in this verse, Srila Prabhupada explains us one of the aspects of the personality of Maharaj Prithu, that although he was incarnation of Supreme Personality of Godhead, although he was Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, he accepted a spiritual master. Like Lord Sri Krishna also accepted Sandipani Muni as a spiritual master. Lord Ramchandra accepted Vasishtha Muni as a spiritual master. So Lord is exemplifying by his own example how whoever you one may be, he needs shelter of Sri Guru Maharaj. He needs utter acceptance of the lotus feet of the spiritual master, being able to follow the instructions and thus remain connected with the Supreme Lord. So when Lord comes as human being, Lord comes as his incarnation, Lord comes as his own devotee, every single time he accepts spiritual master. And Srila Prabhupada very beautifully explains the tattva of the sampradaya or the disciplic succession, the guru-disciple successions. So we'll discuss briefly about that in today's discussion in 30 minutes. There are actually 12 Mahajans. And when we do the yagya, we must remember that we are offering Bhishmadevaya Swaha and Prahladaya Swaha and Balirajaya Swaha, Yudhishthiraya Swaha. So there are 12 Mahajans from whom the sampradayas begin. These are the bona fide connections to the Supreme Lord through these great personalities. And in all the other yugas, all the 12 are active. But in Kali Yuga, the scriptures explain us that only 4 are active. That is sampradaya beginning from Brahma, sampradaya beginning from Lakshmi Devi, sampradaya beginning from Sanat Kumar, and that one beginning from Lord Shiva. And unless and until one is attached to one of these sampradayas, there is no possibility of attaining the Lord. Shri Shri Gaurinithai ki, Shri Krishna Balaram ki, Shri Radha Shyam Sundar Lalita Vishakha Devi ki. So, if anybody is serious in making any spiritual progress, he has to accept a guru who is attached to a bona fide sampradaya. And if one is not attached to a bona fide sampradaya, and he does all the processes, the chanting Hare Krishna, following 4 regulative principles, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, worshipping deities, visiting holy places, still he is considered to be nowhere, leading nowhere. There will be only benefit of Agya Sukruti. Some spiritual benefit will be achieved. But tangible confirmed progress towards the Supreme Lord does not take place. So we have to understand that, like medical doctors, suppose all the books are available in the market, you can also go to your father's clinic, hospital, read the books, visit the patients. No one will come to us as doctors to treat themselves. As students, we have to get qualified and get admission in a particular medical college, which is recognized by the government. The degrees are recognized, authorized to study there for a couple of years under many expert doctors, give various exams, finally give final exams. After final exams, pass the exam, do internship under some other bona fide teachers, and then we are awarded a degree, maybe MBBS or MD. And then we have to register ourselves, the local registering body, like here it is UP Medical Council. And then we are allowed to practice medicine, and then people will trust us, submitting their bodies, sick bodies to us to get well. If anybody does anything else but this, then he will not be able to practice bona fide, in a bona fide manner, and no one will get cured by his hands at the same time. So as there are many quacks in the world today, maybe sometimes there are more quacks than some bona fide doctors. And this pathy practicing that medicine, this pathy practicing those medicines, and those who are working under some doctors, compounder, they become doctors in UP, start treating people, playing with lives of people, sometimes destroying their lives and health. Similarly, there are upstarts of many sampradayas. Thakur Bhaktivinod actually took out and studied 13 or 14 of them. And how subtle they were, actually. If you read Thakur Bhaktivinod's books, you'll understand that they all appear same. Look same, talk same, and they act same. But still, it's like a bulb of 2000 watts, not connected with electricity. What will happen? However powerful the bulb may be, it will not light, it will not give light. So it is, the light comes from the connection to the bona fide sampradaya. The light means the knowledge, the realization, the potency to connect somebody else to the Supreme Lord, comes from the connection of a person to the spiritual master, who is connected to the bona fide sampradaya, who finally links us with Sri Krishna. If anywhere the link is broken, say for example 700 years or 800 years back from now, if the chain is broken and then onwards it is connected well, still there will not be connection. It has to be connected from now onwards, going all the way back to Sri Krishna, fully connected. Then only our prayers, our services, our surrender, our obedience, and our all the spiritual activities and services will be accepted by Krishna. So that is why it is said that one has to actually study who is a bona fide sampradaya, who is a bona fide guru in that sampradaya, who is powerful enough to connect ourselves to that sampradaya. Maybe take enough time to study, to understand who is the person who is bona fide. Maybe there are many persons like that. Amongst those many people, who am I getting attracted to? Who I feel like surrendering my life to? Who I will be able to obey the instructions of? Take enough time. And after that, once you find a bona fide spiritual master, then you follow him blindly. Huh? Arjuna also accepted Krishna as spiritual master, argued a lot, finally at the end of Bhagavad Gita surrendered, Karishye Vachanam Tava, and then onwards many occasions came where there was conflict, whether to kill Karna or not, whether to kill Bhishma, how to kill him, there may be difference of opinion, but then he followed Krishna verbatim. He put some arguments or some justifications for whatever he felt like, but he actually did what Krishna wanted, finally. Even though it was against the local social customs of the law of war. So, till the time we find a bona fide spiritual master, we have right to argue or put questions sincerely and judge and come to a conclusion who is the personality who will be able to connect us. But afterwards, ಗುರುಮುಖ ಪದ್ಮವಾಕ್ಯ ಚಿತ್ತೆ ಕೊರಿಯ ಐಕ್ಯ ಆರನ ಕೊರಿಯ ಮನೆ ಆಶ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ಚರಣೆ ರತಿ ಏಸೆ ಉತ್ತಮ ಗತಿ ಹೇ ಪ್ರಸಾದೆ ಪೂರೇ ಸರ್ವ ಆಶ. ಆಫ್ಟರ್ವರ್ಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಆರ್ಗ್ಯುಮೆಂಟ್. There can be discussion, there can be points put forward, there can be opinions put forward in front of spiritual master. But even if the spiritual master's opinion is opposite our opinion, we have to simply bow our head and follow it with full faith, with no hesitation, with no haphazard efforts. That is what is required. And here King Prithu is taking shelter of Sanat Kumar. Now, Sanat Kumar, there are four brothers, Sanak, Sanatan, Sanandan and Sanat Kumar. And they wrote a scripture called Sanat Kumar Sahita. And they were sages who were performing tapasya. And they, by their mystic powers, they had kept their bodies only up to 4 years of age. And didn't allow their bodies to grow, not to get afflicted by sensual desires, particularly sex desire. So they remain children, they remain naked, and they were performing tapasya. And at that time Nimbarka Acharya came, surrendered to them. And Sanat Kumar told that we were waiting for you. And they awarded that Sanat Kumar Samhita. The full information about how to attain Shuddha Bhakti to Sri Krishna, the processes in details. So please preach. And Nimbarka Acharya surrendered. He was a great soul himself, but still he also had to accept Sanat Kumar as his guru. And then he preached, and that sampradaya is today also existing. It is Nimbarka sampradaya, but it is originally called as Kumara sampradaya. And in the same sampradaya, much before all these things, you know, the spiritual master like Narad Muni, they keep on initiating people, right, from Satya Yuga, Prahlad, and then Dhruva, and then in Dwapara Yuga, and then Tretha Yuga, and everywhere. They keep on. There are so many branches of the bona fide sampradaya, as long as they are connected with the original Acharya. So much before that, Maharaj Prithu, at his times, had taken shelter of Sanat Kumar. And thus he inspired people that one needs spiritual master to connect himself with the Supreme Lord. Then we have a Sri Sampradaya. Sri means Lakshmi. And that has been made famous by Ramanujacharya, who is the incarnation of Balramji or Lakshman. And he, by his sincere devotion and exemplification, made the whole Sampradaya famous. Today we know it as Ramanuja Sampradaya. He established so many temples of worship, particularly established the details of all deity worship in South India, developed 108 Divya Deshams, where he established the Sampradaya very beautifully, sheltered many, many devotees, and spread the mission of the Lord. And then we have Sampradaya which is beginning from Lord Shiva. It is called Shiva Sampradaya, but also made famous by Vishnu Swami. And today I heard Prabhupada telling in one lecture very clearly that today it is known as Pushti Marg. The followers of Vishnu Swami, they serve the Lord in Vatsalya Bhav, Pushti Margi. That is what is going on also. In Jatipura we have prominent Sampradaya. So one of our Sampradaya. It is followers of Vishnu Swami. And then comes our Sampradaya. Beginning from Lord Brahma. Actually all Sampradayas ultimately lead to Lord Brahma. But prominently headed by other personalities. Because the whole creation begins from Brahma. He is the first living entity. He gives birth to Lord Shiva. Then he gives birth to Sanat Kumaras. Like that. So, and his master's wife is Lord Lakshmi Devi. So Brahmaji is that we are connected to, and then Brahmaji's disciple is Narad Muni, his disciple is Vyasadeva, and then he is disciple guru of Madhvacharya. Madhvacharya established Vishishta Dvaita, the existence of living entity and the Lord separately, the glories of the Lord and the nature of living entity and their connection he established. At that time, you know, there was so many impersonal understandings. So Madhvacharya established personality of the Lord. And in that same Sampradaya, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. And that is why it is called as Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. Our Sampradaya is called Gaudiya Sampradaya. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being the Yuga avatar, the most merciful Mahavadanya avatar of this age, he went out to give the best of everything to people who followed him. And best of everything is Krishna Prema. That which was not available in previous yugas, in previous times, in previous situations to people, maybe they will get mukti, they will get salokya mukti, or sarupya mukti, or sashti, or so many things. But he wanted to give people the ultimate of everything, that is Krishna Prema in Madhurya. He wanted to give the best. So what he did, I don't remember exactly in details, but he took two of the best things of each sampradaya and brought it in our sampradaya. Because one thing I remembered, the tattva of Radharani's worship, he brought from Dimbarka Acharya. So two of best principles of each sampradaya, he brought in the sampradaya, and those eight special principles he preached from the doctrine of Gaudiya sampradaya. So we have to understand that when we are following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are actually getting essence of all the sampradayas. It's the best of all dishes available to you, to relish and to connect. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful that what was available previously to the qualified people, knowledgeable people, brahminical people, and so many other qualities, he just removed the limitation and brought these same principles and same mercy to the most fallen people. Most unqualified people, he made them receive this. And not only he made them free from the sinful activities, but he made them achieve the highest Krishna Prema. And the proof is Jagai and Madai. Right? Jagai and Madai were so much sinful that all of us, all people in the world together in the whole lifetime, at the best of their capacity, they would not be able to perform so many sins. They would perform in one day. And that's how they lived many, many days and months and years in their life. Yamaraj was frustrated keeping their records. How would I even keep records? What to speak of giving punishment to each record that I keep? And the staff were exhausted. They were asking for sick leave. You can read the description in Vrindavan Das Thakur's Chaitanya Bhagavat in detail. What was the frustration of Yamaraj and Yamdutas? But those people also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered. And what is the situation of deliverance? It's not just deliverance from the record that Brahma, from the Yamaraj had to now forget about, was so relieved actually. So much record was dumped on the ground and they had dug so many holes in Yamaraj, Yamloka, and you can imagine, the frustration. Staff, office is full, the store is full, the cupboards are full, the storehouse is full, there is soft copies also is full, everything is full, underground is full. What to do? It's like nuclear waste, under sea, underground, everywhere. Causing damage to everybody, and all the staff, big group is engaged only in recording two people's activities. What to speak of the trillions of people in the world? You can imagine what kind of frustration he must be going through. So he wanted to come down himself to watch what is happening. And actually, when he heard from Brahma, the male buffalo, Bhaisa, the vehicle of his, got exhausted. He was foam at the mouth, fainted. And he was lifted by Brahma on swan. And Brahma was describing what actually happened. And hearing only that, Yamaraj fainted on the swan carrier. And he was unconscious only when he reached near earth. He had to be woken up. Wake up, Yamaraj. Now you are at the site. You can see yourself. And what did he see? He did not see that only he was told that he has to now forget the records and get relief. Give your employees once and for all few days sick leave and get back to other business. No. He saw Jagaya and Madai dancing in ecstasy with tears of love in their eyes and falling unconscious, having romance on their body, having their kantha, vocal cords choked up with ecstasy. They were not just passing through one stage of relief of karmas and one stage of sadhana and then raganuga and then bhava and then prema. Not like that. Instant, at one point of time, they were given freedom from all these sinful activities, of all that heaps of sinful activities, and at the same time they were given Krishna Prema and they were experiencing that. It's not a check post-dated. After 8 days you will feel. First you will go through the relief of miseries from sinful activities. No. Instantly they observed that. So we have to understand that our sampradaya of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is what it is offering. How it is giving us instant opportunity of freedom from sinful activities of past lifetimes and access to Krishna Prema instantly. That is the formula that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has propagated. And I would be bold enough to say that this sampradaya has been made world famous, universe famous by Srila Prabhupada. Because Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in this sampradaya predicted or desired or at least masterminded that we should go to Western world. He wrote some articles and he published them in London and through his authority of contacts and connections. Thakur Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati opened 64 Gaudiya Mathas and wrote many more articles in beautiful scriptures, and then he also published them. And he actually travelled intra-India only. But Thakur Bhaktivinod or Thakur Bhaktisiddhanta never went out of India. But Srila Prabhupada, at the fag end of his life, crossed the seven oceans, went abroad to places which are described as hellish places. Not planets, hellish places on earth. You can experience some kind of hell in those situations. The kind of cultures and the kind of upbringing, the principles and the lifestyles and the habits and the words and activities are so degraded. He went all the way there, in one sense risking his own spiritual life. But what was his success? Because of his 100% connection to a bona fide sampradaya. This we have to note. Why he was successful? Because he said, I have only one wealth, that is the instruction of my Guru Maharaj. And through that wealth, I will go to the Western world, and on the strength of the desire of my Gurudev, and on the strength of the instruction of my Gurudev, I will do something. I will attempt something, but I will attempt 100%. So that's why he said, I never felt I was away from Guru Maharaj. Never ever he felt he was alone physically, struggling in the cold winter of USA. But actually he felt all time blissful because he was always with his Guru Maharaj. That is the power of sampradaya. Sampradaya means the sampradaya gives you association of your spiritual master even though he is not physically present with you or even though he is not physically present in the planet. Still, by the power of following the instructions of the spiritual master, one can be connected to the spiritual master, number one, and to the whole sampradaya and to Krishna directly. Even if we are in the hellish situations in the world, but if we are connected with the order of spiritual master in following them 100%, number one, we are fully protected from the influence of Maya and we are directly connected. And in that process, we can also help people to get connected. It's a very powerful thing actually. This principle of Guru and Sampradaya and a disciple is a very powerful principle, in the sense that it can release a bound person in the material world, in the clutches of Maya, straight in the lap of Krishna. So how to get connected to such Sampradaya? First of all, by becoming sincere, desiring spiritual purification. That I want to seriously make progress in my spiritual life. I want to really know the truth. And then by finding out, by scrutinizingly finding out, studying scriptures and understanding who is the bona fide spiritual master, who is the bona fide sampradaya, after that, surrendering oneself is very important. All of our hope is not just because we have got some names, XYZ Das. It's very good. But what connects us to the sampradaya 100% is by following the instruction of spiritual master. That is the key. Service to the spiritual master is the only means of our salvation. And to offer our hearts, our life, our breath, our inch, every inch of our molecule of energy that we have in serving our Guru Maharaj and in turn pleasing him, This is what connects us to spiritual master and to the sampradaya and to Krishna. There is no other means. We cannot make a hodgepodge show what we are doing. And what disconnects us from the sampradaya? Breaking of regularity principles. Disobeying the order of spiritual master. So externally we have a tilak, we have a dhoti, we have a kurta, we have gantimala, we have a name, many many so called number of years in the movement of being there, chanting Hare Krishna. But we can be still disconnected. How? By disobeying the order of spiritual master, or diluting the order of spiritual master, or misinterpreting the order of spiritual master, or not following the order of spiritual master, following it partially as per our own whimsical mind, following what Guru has told whenever we feel like following, and not following whenever we not feel like following, or following it in a partial way, in a misinterpreted way. All these means we get disconnected from the sampradaya, and we appear to be externally connected. So we have to be very careful. We would like to say very firmly that we would not like to be connected to sampradaya in a partial way. It's like hanging in a Virar train in Bombay by one finger and one hand on the bar. The fully crowded train, and you are hanging out with only one hand and one toe on the platform, on one hand on the bar. We are also in the train, no doubt about it, but we would like to be seated inside very comfortably and be sure that we are in sane consciousness also. Because when we are hanging in the train, then there is all time fear of falling off the train and saving oneself, so we will not be able to enjoy our journey to our destination. So that is why we need to be connected to a sampradaya in a full-fledged manner. 100%. Some people may say, oh, you have an instruction of Gurudev. I do not have. I have not got the fortune of meeting him and talking to him. But Gurudev already has given instruction to us at the time of initiation, which are general for everybody, all the disciples of all kinds and all people. Till the time we perfect in that, we may not get instruction, or we may get instruction by his mercy earlier. That is all right, but that is not the important thing. He has already given instruction to us to chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Being happy in Krishna consciousness is a very difficult thing. But we have to be very sincere in following our instructions and attempt sincerely, enthusiastically to try to be happy while chanting Hare Krishna. Follow four regulative principles. And there are also levels of gross levels and subtle levels, subtler levels, more subtle levels of these instructions. When you say no illicit sex, Prabhupada explains, there is Ashtavidha Maitun, of not seeing, not contemplating, not doing the activity, not, you know, Guhyam Akhyati, he said, not even spending time with opposite sex in loneliness, not doing Sankalpa, not planning in the mind. So many things are there. So we may say no illicit sex, but there are so many levels of no illicit sex which will separate us from those sinful activities. Even in the mind we may perform sinful activities and enjoy that mentally. So each and every regulative principle has certain levels of doing things. When you squander our money in gambling or put in shares and always be anxiety about that, there are certain levels of gambling, certain levels of indulgence in violence, certain levels of performing intoxicating activities. Some are gross, some are subtle, and some are more subtle. So this is the way we can get disconnected from sampradaya. But in Bhagavad Gita also explains us, Krishna so mercifully explains us, even if somebody is temporarily, accidentally, or by any means gets disconnected, performs some offensive activity or some mistake and gets sometimes disconnected, no problem. Again, there is a way to connect oneself. What is the way? If we are properly situated in our consciousness, then we can be pardoned immediately. Krishna says, to such a soul who is properly situated in his consciousness, his attitude, his understanding, his fall down is accidental, it is not planned or it is not deliberate, then he says, soon I will correct him from within and get him reunited and reconnected with me. So there are ways and means. If somebody is deliberate and somebody has heard many times, don't indulge into this dangerous activities, don't try Maya in such a way, don't think oneself to be very advanced and, you know, I am foolproof and I may take this risk. Maybe you cannot take, but I can take on behalf of Prabhupada and Krishna. And this may happen accidentally. But deliberately one should not do. Like Srila Prabhupada, in late 70s, he met his sister who was also in late 70s. And she came to meet him and the disciple was going away. And Srila Prabhupada said, "Hey, you sit down, you sit down." And the sister came and she had hardly any teeth in the mouth and she was laughing and joking and Prabhupada was laughing and joking. A long time it went on. And the disciple was wondering, what service I have got? Why he made me wait? Maybe some work is there. And then Pishima went away after some time and then Prabhupada got free from her. And the disciple asked him, "Guru Maharaj, any service?" She said, "No service, please go." So he said, "You made me sit down with you for a long time." She said, "Yes. I am a sannyasi and she is a woman, although she is my sister. I am not supposed to spend time with her in lonely situation. That's why I made you sit down. You are doing a very important service of giving me company when I was with my sister. I am not supposed to." So people would say, "Prabhupada, you are 80 year old. You don't have any trace of desire in your mind. And she is your sister. You have played with her in childhood. There is no question of..." But no, standard is standard. That has been laid down. So in Prabhupada himself is following a standard. Who are we to think that we can break it? We have to follow the Acharya as per his example. So that is our standard. Nonetheless, even if we make mistakes sometimes, what is the way of coming back again? Taking shelter of devotees. Again coming back, crawling on the ground to the feet of the devotees. "Please help me. I want to be under the shelter of all the devotees and be connected back. Please forgive me for my offense. Please give me atonement. I am ready for atonement. But please connect me back." Because ultimately, in all the mobile companies, they advertise, "Stay connected." Same thing with missions for us also. Remain connected with the sampradaya in the true sense, not in the external sense. The sense at the level of the heart. Be connected. And that is our success. We may be insignificant, we may not be famous, we may not be 50-year-old, 60-year-old in devotional service, maybe 5 years, 1 year, 6 months. In all conditions of neophyte conditions or advanced conditions or any conditions, we need to be connected. We cannot assume that now I am Bharat Maharaj, so I can do whatever I need. What happened to him? From Bhava Bhakti stage, he got disconnected. Why? Because there was no association. And why Haridas Thakur did not get disconnected? Because in the chastened in a similar way, maybe more harsher way, the very personification of Maya came to attack him. Because he was completely absorbed with all his senses in relishing the nectar of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So we cannot assume that I am foolproof now. Prabhupada was folded hands crying in front of deities. The devotees asked, "Prabhupada, you are crying, what were you praying?" Prabhupada was praying, "Please protect me from Maya, from fall down." He said, "Prabhupada, you are already on the exalted platform. What is the question of fall down for you?" He said, "Because I am praying, I am protected." So what is the essence of that consciousness? Humility. He is so exalted and advanced, but he is maintaining the humility, which is the essential aspect of that stage of devotion. Naturally, one is humble and is in that humility praying to the Lord, "Please protect me from fall down." From external understanding, there is no question of his fall down. He is so old and so advanced. But no, the most advanced one becomes, he understands how powerful the Maya is, and the most prayerful he becomes. That is what the teaching of our sampradaya is. So, we have to first get connected, remain connected, remain 100% connected, and if we get disconnected, then come back to the devotees. It's very difficult, because when we actually get advanced and then we fall down, then most of the devotees are junior to us. And we have very few people to take shelter of. But no, whether junior or senior or newcomer, we have to take shelter of all the sincere devotees, all the loving devotees. And our aim of connecting in the sampradaya is not to get position, not to get control over money, or control over Mahaprasadam, or control over rooms or control over some decisions, some money matters and management matters. Our aim of connecting to the sampradaya is to only get Shuddha Bhakti and service to Vaishnavas. That is why we are here. All the people who are in temple full time, all the people who are outside initiated, the aim is not different. Only the external activities may be different, lifestyle may be different, but the purpose is to remain connected. And the reason of remaining connected is to only get mercy of the Lord, service of the Lord, and to please the spiritual master. To get that point of pleasure of spiritual master, which will please Krishna and which will receive, make us receive all the mercy of the Lord. But sometimes we make it diverted with the position, with the fame, with the garlands that we get. Now I am advanced devotee, I am on Vaisasan, I am so advanced. This is all illusion actually, this is all foolishness to think. The people who are sitting in the class are as advanced or more advanced as the speaker. The speaker may not be advanced, the audience may be advanced. Like when Shukadeva Maharaj was speaking, his father Vyasadeva who taught him Bhagavatam was there in the audience. But it is service. So we are here in the temple, in the sampradaya, in Gaudiya Vaishnava sampradaya, in ISKCON as servants. And this sampradaya is offering us a position of Das, 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 Anudas. Guru Maharaj explains that this Das word is the most powerful padvi or position one can ever get in life. One can become Brahma also, one can become demigod also. Has so much of power. But the power that Das has, Krishna Das has, no one has. But the power that Das has is to give you Krishna. He has Krishna and he gives Krishna. Krishna dite, what is that? Krishna se tomara, Krishna dite paro, tomara shakati ache. That is the power of a Das. When you become Das of Krishna, Krishna becomes yours. And as much only doesn't become yours, you can also give him to others. That is the power of Das. And we are whatever is supposed to be in this sampradaya. This is a very revolutionary sampradaya. It's not an ordinary sampradaya. It is expecting you to become not Das, but Das, 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 Anudas. To such Dases, we are supposed to be Das and Das and Das. Simple and insignificant servant of such servants. And the more insignificant we feel ourselves, the more significant in the eyes of Krishna we become. That kind of potency is available in this particular sampradaya. We are not trying to glorify ourselves how best our sampradaya is. But we have to be proud and convinced that where we are is the most powerful thing. Otherwise, we are in one college and we are going to other college to attend lectures and then this college also some lectures. That is not a good thing. We have to have respect for all the sampradayas, bow down to them as bona fide ones. But truthfully offer our heart 100% to our spiritual master, to our ways of sampradaya, to Krishna. That is our most wonderful thing that we can do. And by this complete faith and conviction that what I have taken is the best. It's like you may have uncles who are more powerful and more strong and more moneyed than your father. But still, your father is your father. My father I love the most. I bow down to my uncles and respect them. But all purposes, my father is the boss. So like that, sometimes we feel, oh, that Baba in Barsana and in Khadirwan, he is talking about some rasa discussions, you know, and Prabhupada apparently doesn't appear to be discussing that, and he's always told, you're not this body. You know, in 10th canto also he tells same thing, you're not this body, you're spirit soul. Oh, when we will rise up from this level, let me go to that forest under the kuti of that Baba and listen to the rasa katha of that spiritual master. Take shelter of him and understand what rasa is. No! When we take shelter of our spiritual master, all the rasa that you need to have at a particular moment is available in following his instructions that we have to have faith. And by the way, I must tell everybody that Srila Prabhupada has given everything. Even rasa discussions and everything are in his books which he wrote. We don't even have to read other acharyas' books. If you read simply what Prabhupada wrote, all the rasas, what is nectar of devotion? Full rasa description is there. Why some Brijvasis have to feel that what Prabhupada has given? He has only given limited knowledge at an emergency situation. No, Prabhupada has given everything. So, in conclusion, I would like to say what will 100% connect us to Srila Prabhupada and his mission is the faith and confidence that Prabhupada has given us everything. And we have to become a missionary in the mission of Srila Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Your life, our breath, every energy molecule should be offered to that mission of Srila Prabhupada. Amara agya hoi tarai desh. Jara dekho taro keho Krishna upadesh. This is our mission. Srila Prabhupada gave his life and achieved 100% mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he has given that formula to all of us. Even the newcomer devotee also can access the 100% mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu by simply being attached to the mission. One may not be qualified. Saraswati was only 1 year old, Shamsundar Prabhu's daughter. What she was telling, standing there in the crowd of 10,000, Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. That line was so powerful. My Guru Maharaj was there in that crowd as a newcomer. And he heard Saraswati talking, Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. She was a missionary that time, propagating the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to all the people in the world. So like that, we may be 1 year old, spiritually or materially, we have to become missionaries. Then from the day of our birth, the day of our death, we'll be 100% connected to this mission. And all the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu in the form of love for Krishna and Radha will be available to us. That is a fact. We have to have faith. But we have to be sincere, obedient, surrendered, missionary on this moment. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. I'm very grateful to be here. Pankajangri Prabhu is here. I'm sorry to speak in front of you. Please forgive me. Is there any question or time for questions? Yes. Is there a microphone or... Hari Bol. He went to?
Who is that person?
No. These four brothers, they wrote Sanat Kumar Sahita. That scripture was called as Sanat Kumar Sahita. Nimbarkacharya approached them in the forest where they were performing tapasya, and they offered that whole scripture to Nimbarkacharya and initiated him in that sampradaya. And on behalf of the Kumaras, he went and preached doctrine of love of Godhead. That is the... Any other question is there? Yes, Prabhuji. No, it is same sampradaya only. It's like there are so many acharyas. We have 48 acharyas from Krishna to us. In between, one was Madhvacharya, and Lord chose to take birth in this sampradaya. So he also is one of the acharyas of the sampradaya. Although he is Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he also played role of the one of the acharyas. So it is named as Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya sampradaya. Well, the controversy is the nature of the material world. The controversy was always there, will always be there, and now also it is there. Controversy is the proof that something truthful exists. When there is controversy, something is there which we have to search from the controversy. So controversy is not very surprising. Controversy is the nature of the material world. No, it didn't start with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was already there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu augmented, glorified, magnified this sampradaya by his appearing in this sampradaya. He chose to appear in this sampradaya. It was always existing. Lord Brahma was always there. Lord Krishna was always there. Okay? Yes, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. As I said, if it is deliberate, if it is planned, and if it is out of, even after getting instructions and understanding, if it is deliberate, then it will be counted definitely, there will be reaction of that. If it is accidental, still there will be reaction, but will be forgiven very fast. If it is deliberate, then the forgiveness will not come so fast. So you have to be careful. You have to be always with the devotees. You know, the company of sincere devotees is the only clue of protection. If you are surrounded by, may not be very advanced devotees, but if you are surrounded by sincere devotees and loving devotees, that is our Suraksha Kavach. That will protect us. We may be surrounded by very affluent, famous devotees. They may have ulterior motivations in position, fame and, you know, control. Then we are not fully protected. They may also go astray. We also go along with them astray. We need to have company of sincere devotees. Maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, we must create the such devotees who are sincere and dedicated and whom we always are with. Then we are protected. Always, one of the protection formula is Prabhupada already exemplified. Always keep praying to Krishna, please protect me. Bachao, hame bachao, please save me. I am most fallible. I may appear very advanced and maybe many number of years are in my account in Krishna consciousness. But that is the most dangerous thing. But as the years, number of years goes on increasing, the more dangerous situation comes. So we have to keep praying to Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Balramji, Sri Radharani. Please protect us. Hami to Kangala, please save us. That will protect us and make us remain connected. Would you like to make any comment? Comment?
In the offenses in the mind, you know?
In Kali Yuga, the offenses in the mind are not considered.
When you're thinking that way, your spiritual progress is stopped.
Yes.
And there will be some rent, common rent. So when you get past that, you again have rent and common.
Yes. Yeah, that is correct. The thinking of offensive thoughts is not punished in Kali Yuga, but while we are doing that, our consciousness is compromised. And naturally, if we contemplate further, then it will come to the words, it will come to action, and then we will fall down. So the concession is given in Kali Yuga, but we should not take so much concession. As the thoughts of Krishna are rewarded very nicely and affluently by Krishna, He may not punish us, but it will not give us advancement when we are in those offensive thoughts. So, thank you very much. I am very grateful to be here amongst all of you. Krishna Balaram Bhagwan ki, Shri Gornithai ki, Radha Shyam Sundar ki, Shri Vrindavan Dham ki, Jai.